You know, there are over 150 cognitive biases. So it's great to know what the key ones are for you. Like, you know, for me, one of my biases is optimism and planning fallacy. Oh, this isn't going to take that long. It will. This isn't going to cost that much. So since I know I have those two biases, I always bounce stuff off other people. And they're like, Christine, that's not going to take 2 weeks. That's going to take 2 months. You know? So we have the filters, these biases that are baked in that we just need to call out, and we need to ask questions, which we show you in the book, so that you can bust those biases and start making better decisions. And of course, a big, huge one that really factors into diversity and inclusion and equity is the like me bias. And the like me bias is basically something from our cave people days. If somebody looks like me and behaves like me, they probably want the same things I want. So they're probably going to be a friend versus a foe. So the like me bias is what causes companies to have people that all look the same, right? The executive suite to be filled with, you know, middle-aged white males, you know, all the stuff that we're seeing that becomes problematic today. Now, just because somebody is a different gender, different skin color, different nationality, different religion, et cetera, does not mean that you don't have tremendous amounts in common with them. So we show you some different tools to start to do 3-minute journaling, for instance, where you realize, well, they have kids too. They like the outdoors too. They really care about doing a good job. They're really accountable too. They love innovation too. Wow, I've just been looking at the surface. This person is totally like me. We redefine like me. Yeah.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the Mind Tools Club.